Greetings to everyone out there in the Booniverse. I hope you're all doing well. It is, of course, I, your friendly neighborhood Welsh wannabe, Gwentlian, and I'm happy to say, a much less croaky Gwentlian than I have been in days of yore. It would appear, glory to God, that I am finally getting over this blasted bout of bronchitis. To be quite alliterative. I do still have a rather nasty cough, but it's only rearing its head for the most part at night these days. Now that, of course, doesn't make for a very sound sleep for me, but I'm glad that it's not quite so prevalent during the day, because I was coughing rather profusely in public places, and it was this dry, hacking cough, so I felt kind of guilty that people had to put up with that. Anyhow, it is an abso-bloomin-lutely gorgeous spring day out there, and I've had quite the afternoon of adventures and misadventures, so I thought I would tell you about them. For some reason, I have no logical explanation for this, but for the past few days, I have been in an utterly craptastic mood. Just annoyed at little things that I should not find annoying. Short-tempered, abrupt, snippy with people. I really can't explain it. I don't know if it was because I was feeling so sick for so long, or whether it has to do with the depression that I occasionally struggle with. I have been feeling lately as though my life is totally meaningless in many respects, so that might have something to do with it too. Anyhow, I'm really sorry that I've been in such a mood. So today, I decided that it might do me some good, given the lovely weather we're currently experiencing, to get out of my apartment and go for a walk and get some exercise. So, to that end, even though I went to my own church this morning, I decided to go to my friend Hannah's church this afternoon. Now, I think I mentioned in a previous boo that I attended that church once before, and it wasn't really my cup of tea. It's a bit more casual than is my preference. I'm kind of into high church, and oddly enough, even though it's a Presbyterian establishment, my church is very high church. But silly as this may sound, something prompted me today to go back to Hannah's church. It's actually called Eucharist, but for some reason it is indelibly etched in my mind as Hannah's church, and thus it shall be. World without end, amen. Right. So it's about a 15-minute trek from here, and I thought the exercise might do me good. Well, it turns out, folks, that a 15-minute trek ended up being a 40-minute trek because some idiot, namely moi, got horribly, totally lost. Oh, dear. It was entirely my own fault. I have no one to blame but myself. Even though I went there once before, I took it into my fool head today that I had to travel down a certain street to get there. Well, no, it was actually the perpendicular street that I needed to go down. So, I walked for about 6 blocks, and then wondered why there were no familiar landmarks around me. Oh, thank goodness I had my iPhone with me and the handy-dandy Blind Square GPS app, so I was able to sort myself out, thank God, with some effort and, headache inducement? Induction? I'm not sure what the correct term is in this case, but whatever it was headache making. Oh. But yes, I got there in the end, and I tell you folks, I'm really glad I went. It was completely different from my own church. In fact, I made 2 recordings today of music from both churches, and they are utterly disparate. The worship at Eucharist tends to be on the simplistic side, with just a guitar, sometimes a keyboard, apparently, although I have not experienced that. Last Sunday they had a full band, because it was Easter, but I wasn't there that day. So yes, generally it's just a guitar. They did sing some actual hymns today that I'm familiar with. In fact, we sang Let Us Break Bread Together on Our Knees, which I have loved since I was 12 years old. And I haven't sung that one in donkey's years, so it was a pleasure to hear that again. They also sang great as my faithful, or thy faithfulness. No, my faithfulness isn't so great, folks. Great is thy faithfulness, which is another nice old chestnut. But one worship song that was performed was actually the composition of the music director at that church, and that's the one I happened to record. Now, at my church, as my regular listeners are no doubt well aware, the worship music is very grand, lofty organ music, occasionally with brass or viola or whatever instruments happen to be available. So this morning, the church choir did "O Death, Where Is Thy Sting?" from Handel's Messiah, which is, to use an old cliched metaphor, as different as night from day from the piece that I recorded at Eucharist. So I'm going to post them both, just to give you some utter contrast. They're both very heartfelt. I actually enjoyed them both for different reasons. The one that was composed by Eucharist's music director is very simplistic, but no less heartfelt for all that, I think. Anyway, despite the disparities in the two services, I'm so glad I went to the latter one, because, first of all, I met this really lovely woman who was so personable and friendly and helpful. She and I had a really nice chat, and she introduced me to a few of her friends, which was very kind of her. And then I also got to meet her little daughter, Georgia, who is 2 years old. And of course, now I have Georgia on my mind, stuck in my head. Actually, no, I don't. Come to that. Think of it. I've got "Back in the USSR" by the Beatles stuck in my head. But there's a Georgia on my mind reference in that song, so I think that's why. Anyway, Georgia is such an adorable little girl. Even though she's only two, she has the most prolific vocabulary. She said today, for some reason, that Batwoman was going to come to church. So, I replied, "Well, if you see her, say hi to her for me." I don't know if she ever showed up. Georgia went off to her little Sunday school class after the first part of the service. So perhaps Batwoman came there, and that's why I never saw her. Oh, anyway, so that was really nice. And also, they had a guest pastor who is going to be preaching for another 4 weeks, I think, because their regular pastor is in Sri Lanka on sabbatical. This guest pastor is originally from Newfoundland, and as most Canadians will tell you, Newfoundlanders are notorious for their senses of humor, and this woman was no exception. She preached the funniest, liveliest, most dynamic sermon I have ever heard. I mean, she had people breaking the fourth wall, which I think is kind of cool, and they did it in a nice, non-obnoxious way. It wasn't all this "Amen" and "Praise the Lord" stuff you get at some fundamentalist churches. I'm sorry, no offense meant to those to Christians of that stripe, but that just does not sit well with me. It really never has. The current minister at my own church would have absolutely no objection to anyone breaking the fourth wall. He's told me so himself, because I have done so on occasion. But at my church, it's a very staid, older congregation. I mean, there are some young people, but the majority of the congregants are older, and so breaking the fourth wall would just not be considered polite in that society. Having said that, yes, I have done so on occasion, and without qualm, I might add. But yes, this woman was just so dynamic, in a very enjoyable sense. And what she talked about really spoke to me. She said, and this is very true, that most Christians in first world countries have never had experiences that really gratify their faith. They've never had grand encounters, say, with a burning bush in the wilderness, or Jesus meeting them on the waves to help their boat when it was going to capsize, or, you know, an encounter with Jesus on the road and a sudden conversion. We just don't have experiences like that in this day and age. But she said, Don't think that your faith is any less if you don't have such an experience.